You're listening to India Mobile Congress Podcast 2023. IMC is the largest telecom, media and technology forum in Asia. The three-day event presents a platform to highlight India's incredible advancements in telecommunications and technology and provide an opportunity for startups to display their innovation, products and solutions. With the theme Global Digital Innovation, the IMC aims to strengthen India's position as a developer, manufacturer and exporter of key cutting-edge technologies. In this series, we talk to key leaders at the forefront of ushering in change and transforming lives and businesses. Hello and welcome. You're listening to India Mobile Congress 2023 podcast. With me is Vimal Kumar, VP Global Heads Network Business TCS. Vimal, thank you very much for taking time out and for speaking with us. Tell us how your experience has been so far.
Thank you, Shweta. It's been a pleasure being here. I think we started the participating event last year as well. This year we see it's multifold amplification of what we've been doing as a country on the telecom infrastructure space, how the telecom infrastructure space really has been shaping up the other businesses and sectors within India, and I was feeling the growth in all the other sectors. And it's really a learning experience, and it's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
And this is your second year. How much have things changed on ground? Is there more enthusiasm this year?
Absolutely, Shweta. The amount of enthusiasm, the footfall, the hunger for learning the new technologies is phenomenal. I can only say exponential increase from last year. I know last year we were just coming out of COVID and people were still scared. This year, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm about being on the event, be it as an exhibitor or be as a participant or be as a student. I think it's just for now.
Okay, so if one were to go to TCS kiosk now, what stands out?
Well, I think what we have tried to do this year is a walk into the future. I think there's a tile that we've created which really takes how the people would consume technology. While there's been a lot of hype about this 4G, 5G, 6G standards, all that is very foundational to the telecom business. But I think what and how people will consume the technology, it's kind of reliving the Star Trek era, maybe 30 years down the line.
Okay, and what's the future looking like when you say a Star Trek era?
I think what we always thought as kids, that, well, I can be teleported, is a reality. If somebody comes to my stall, they can see the holographic presence in 3D. They can see an automotive moving autonomously without any driver. And that's something that we've done in TCS campus, where Tata Motors cars are actually being powered by the AI and software so that cars can run on their own. There are solutions that we've displayed, which are how would a sailor would get notified if they cross the international water borders. It's very difficult to find out where you are because no mobile network reaches deep seas. We have set up technologies which can really alert the sailors about the bad weather conditions or if they're in the foreign territory and stuff like that. So how do we protect the nation? How do we help a farmer? How do I help a common man in the ground? Is all how technology is enabling. This is something we put on the show. And we believe there'll be a lot of consumption as we move forward of the 5G and 6G technology.
Since you talked about consumption, TCS is one of the front runners when it comes to cutting edge technology. What sort of consumption are you seeing in Indian market as well as other Western markets? Because I've seen some sort of tepid growth and demand in the Western markets.
Well, I work with customers globally. I work with a British Telecom or an AT&T or a National Broadband in Australia. I think your comment about the growth being tepid is fair for those markets. In India, we're leading the forefront. I'll tell you, we have the highest number of digital payments which are happening. No other country has such payments. We probably would see a lot more e-commerce happening the moment the security gets further strengthened with 5G coming in. We are still the number one e-commerce player as far as the global footprint is concerned. More use cases, I think, will need to be structured by the industries. So far, in especially most of the developed markets, the model has been that telcos or OEMs will create consumption use cases. I think India as a market has understood that very well, and PM very rightly said yesterday in his remarks that we are the best when it comes to the demographics of how do I use a given technology. People were actually flying Hanuman on drones was a very clear case. I think Indian ingenuity will really be at play, and I don't think we'll disappoint the world when it comes to consumption of 5G.
Okay, and then, you know, we gave Jugaad to the world.
Well, people keep calling it Jugaad. Engineers, or I would still call it frugal in some sense, because it has to make the price point that India really looks forward to. If you put an innovation which is far more expensive, most often it dies because it doesn't meet the economics. And I think end of the day, any innovation that one puts through has to meet the economics or beat the economics barrier for it to be applied at a mass scale. And for us as a country, we are a true representation of mass scale consumption. If the innovators in the country don't create a technology which meets that price point, probably those technologies will not scale that fast. And I think it is very true when you look at the communication industry itself, we have the lowest cost of data, we have the highest penetration, whatnot. I think you heard those messages multiple times. And I believe this will happen for most other industries as well.
And since you talked about the kind of market that India presents to a whole host of telecom operators as well as service providers, how happy are you with the progress that we've made so far? Prime Minister raved about the 5G penetration. We also talked about India being at the forefront of 6G. What sort of timeline are you giving it?
I would say India has proved its credentials by being the fastest deployment for 5G. You would see us selling the highest number of phones in a single day when it comes to the highest end 5G phones as well. I won't name the OEM, but then it's very common. If the technology has something to offer, Indian consumers will do whatever to find the means to get access to it. And I think what would really help is if it reaches the masses, especially we have a 35% dependence on agri industry. If farmers can really start to use drones, that's where the value should come. If the OEMs of vehicle manufacturers start to use this technology, which they have, I think the value, the multiplier would be visible on the ground. I think Indian population is looking for efficiency multiplier, and it'll happen here. Good. Because that's how you get the price points down.
All right, we're very hopeful. One of the things I wanted to talk about, apart from adoption of technology, is creation of technology, creation of more innovative solutions. Do you see some progress being made there? Are we getting on to not just being a consumption-driven economy, but also an economy that drives innovation?
Well, very good question. And I think the whole world was questioning this capability a few years back. Given the fact that we had launched the indigenous telecom stack, completely indigenous right from the design, development, engineering of the equipment, manufacturing the equipment, deploying that into a world-class network, and then really getting a better experience than a foreign manufacturer. I think we have really turned ourselves into what we call as a producer of technology. And at least in my interaction with customers, there are about 14, 15 countries who are willing to buy the technology stack that we have. So I think we're just making sure that what we do for our market, that was proven to the scale, and then we go to international markets. So from a pure journey perspective, we are in a very strong foundation, and you would see us as top three technology manufacturers in the next 2 to 3 years itself.
Okay, that's a very short timeline.
That's very short timeline, and I'm proud that I've been part of the programs that Tata Group has really unveiled. And in the last 3 or 4 years, we've been able to do stuff that the foreign manufacturers took about 30 years to build.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I think that gives me the confidence beyond the optimism.
All right. So, the confidence beyond optimism on India's stack stories specifically. And with the kind of adoption that we've seen, from what people can use and then what countries can adopt. And you talked about 15 to 16 countries showing interest in India's digital public infra goods, from ONDC to UPI, making payments faster, more accessible, and democratizing it for the end user. How happy are you with the progress?
I think we made significant progress. There are certain areas, especially in the financial sector, where we are undisputed leaders. We spoke about UPI, ONDC. I think we are undisputed leader when it comes to those areas. when it comes to the core infrastructure technologies, we're still in a position where we're saying we are catching up on the last time, but we're confident that we'll be able to use this to our advantage and skip the inefficiencies part of it and leapfrog to 6G much faster. So to briefly answer your question in a nutshell, pretty happy with the progress. And we're using the late entry weakness as a strength to some extent.
Well, late entrant, definitely, but I think we're getting there eventually, catching the bus very, very soon. Also, moving beyond services to goods, which is where we've also done well. We are making in India, and we're making in India to a point where electronics is going to be the next big hub for India. India is going to be a hub for electronics manufacturing. Are you happy with the Make in India policies, with the PLI schemes, and what can improve?
I think what we've had in the last close to about 10 years is a very, very focused attempt on part of the government to really turn the wheel around. We've had a few very, very illustrious heads of Department of Telecommunication, the last secretary, the current secretary. I think we couldn't have had better people to run those departments. The amount of work which has been achieved is just phenomenal. And I think we have a leadership led from the front by our own Prime Minister, where he just makes vision large enough and challenges us so much that we are forced to rethink what we need to do. For example, what he said yesterday about future is here and now. The whole industry is very used to, okay, we are creating future for the next 5 years. But when you get challenged that the speed of or pace of innovation has to be so much that it appears here and now, I think you really rethink your strategy, you rethink your how fast you can deliver to the expectation of masses. And I think that's an interesting challenge to live with.
And before I let you go, one final question. When it comes to the IT space particularly, there's been a lot of say about how it's going to be a washout year for the IT sector. So far, the results haven't been very well. Are you hopeful of the next few quarters? Is there going to be more discretionary demand, money in the hands?
Yeah, when you look at the IT sector, it has traditionally been very service-centric. And that's been, while it was the strength for so many years, I think IT sector has to rethink how it morphs itself from a pure play service play to a products play as well. And companies who think through this paradigm much faster and able to really walk that journey, they'll succeed. So I won't make any, I would say, quantifiable comments on the subject, because that's something that I let data speak and time speak for it. But I think a macro view on this is people who learn to adapt fast will survive.
Right, so we need visionaries perhaps in IT sector. Vimal, thank you very much for speaking with us. A pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.